Hold on to your seats. Buckle up for safety. You are now entering another dimension with the Scott Adams Show.
We'd like to welcome back to the Scott Adams Show Tom Donahue, the program director over at TalkStream Live, located on the internet at TalkStreamLive.com. Tom's also a seasoned radio host, and we'd like to welcome you back to the Scott Adams Show, Tom.
Oh, this is great. Second appearance in 2 weeks. Fantastic. More to come, I've been told. So, and we've gotten a great response. We've got the file from the previous interview on Podomatic and various other places, and people seem to really enjoy what we put together last time.
Yeah, well, it's great. And you're always a great wealth of knowledge on the subjects that we want to talk about today, especially the big, what do they call that, the Acela?
The Acela primary, because it, you know, runs in states that go on the train route for the Acela, which runs across the Northeast Corridor.
I wonder if the people out west know what we're talking about when we say Acela.
I think it's just local language. I think
it's
they have to understand
Northeast
it.
Corridor stuff, right? Right,
so
Tom?
What are your thoughts
on
the race?
It's sort of like a nor'easter, because it really was a nor'easter.
Yeah, that's true.
For the Tuesdays, and this was a super, super Tuesday for Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, you know, we just had it's a friend of ours, Steve Pauls, on the program, and he mentioned that up in New Hampshire, it was snowing. And then in Philadelphia, it was 80 degrees. Go figure.
Yeah,
same
yeah.
day. How can that possibly happen?
Well, we have volatile weather in these parts. But then again, they might want to blame it on global warming or climate change. But the fact is that the planet's always in a state of evolving and change.
Well, Trump actually stated that the biggest threat to America is nuclear weaponry, to quote Donald Trump, and not climate change, as Hillary and Obama would suggest.
Well, any sane person would realize that, you know, but we're dealing with insane or the process or the mental disorder of insanity from those folks.
Well, these are the same folks that actually claimed that a good jobs program would actually help defeat ISIS.
Yeah, but they say you didn't build that, unless Obama was there. And I don't know if Obama's ever gotten his hands dirty at anything except for cigarette smoking, but that's another story for another day.
Funny how those optics don't make the press all that often. We don't see all that many recent pictures of Obama with a cigarette. We just see the old ones from his college days.
So what are your thoughts now? Because the word is on Tuesday night, Trump won every county in every state. All five states. It was an incredible victory where in many of the cases he won by greater than 60% of the vote. Mm. That would tell me that the pundits didn't have their facts straight when they talked about a 35% ceiling.
Oh, well, that was just totally ridiculous from the beginning. And things in campaigns really do evolve, and they're fluid. And the fact is, it's really the three T's. It's Trump's trouncing triumphs. That's really what it was. It was a trouncing. It was a shellacking. And I can tell you that 1-for-46, Kasich, Cranky Kasich, if he had won the last six major primaries, and we're talking about primaries, not closed-door, secretive caucuses, sort of like the Skull and Bone Society, if you will, you know, he would have said, Donald, it's time to move aside. You know, it's time to get behind me. Could you imagine if the vampire himself, Creepy Cruz, the Canadian, would have won any of those, he would have said, Donald, it's time for you to get behind me, and it's time for you to basically hang it up. And here they are saying, oh, well, wait a minute, we're going to have another last stand. We had it in Wisconsin, now we're going to have it in Indiana. Wait a minute, Donald Trump is almost at 1,000 delegates, and Donald Trump is several million more votes ahead. And Donald Trump is the only one, statistically, analytically, or mathematically, that has any possibility of reaching 1237. Cruz, or Canadian Cruz would be a better way, the CCs. Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz, has been mathematically eliminated.
He really should.
There's no pathway. Not even, at least Bernie Sanders has, he'd have to get 83% of the delegates to beat Hillary. Ted Cruz can get 100% plus, and he cannot win the nomination.
So when he talks about uniting the party and coming together under a Cruz campaign, I think that's probably more likely disingenuous, because if anything, going into a broker convention when you really don't have a mathematical chance to win is really an attempt to divide the party. It's not meant to unite the party, right?
No, it can't be, because if you're subverting the will of the people, you know, the people have spoken. And you're saying it doesn't matter because we know what's best for the party. We know what's best for you. We know what's best for America. Well, I thought that's the reason that people voted, was so that their voice could be heard, that they could chime in, that they have, they're part of this political process. And so we now have these political parties that have decided that delegates and superdelegates and rules and all these other things are more important. And so this is a hope and a prayer. Right. Maybe, just maybe, they have an opportunity if it goes to a second or third ballot. But I think Donald Trump now is on track. And essentially, I think he was right. He is the presumptive nominee. And there is no question he's going to get it.
The latest buzz is that he's announced that Carly Fiorina is going to be his running mate. Running mate for what?
It's just a joke. And you want to talk about being so presumptuous. I mean, you don't even have a mathematical possibility. I mean, if it'd be one thing, at least Bernie Sanders could say, well, if I win 83% of the delegates or 83% of the popular vote in the upcoming, which is, still a super long shot, but at least he still is mathematically in the game and could have a little more credibility. He's not even doing that. I mean, this is complete delusion. I mean, he is completely deluded and delusional. I don't understand it. How could anybody even think about a VP pick when you're mathematically eliminated?
Well, because he somehow thinks that if he wins California, which
he cannot win California,
he's thinking
about he has a snowball's chance of winning California.
Right. So the last ditch effort is Fiorina.
It's impossible.
The last ditch effort is to grab someone from that state, Fiorina, and try to hope for the best. But with Trump getting the endorsement of Bobby Knight, and then at the same time you have someone like Cruz talking about the basket ring in Hoosier country,
you see this guy trying to have a conversation outside of trying to be Mr. Intellectual. He's going to be very uncomfortable in a lot of subject areas because he doesn't relate to the common man.
And that's one thing that Donald Trump does extremely well. He resonates very well with the middle-class individuals, particularly the middle-class white individuals.
I mean, Donald Trump showed up at WrestleMania and was rolling around with Vince McMahon. I mean, this guy's been – I mean, he's a billionaire, true. But he hobnobs. I mean, he's out and about. I mean, he can relate to people. You can see how charismatic he is on the stage, and, he can work an audience and – there's a lot of things. I mean, I've written, and I'm going to encourage people to go to my blog, tomdonahue.wordpress.com, and I haven't written the part two, but they're going to see, whoa, you were heavily critical of Donald Trump, and I still am. There's a lot of personality disorder there. There's a lot of defects there, but the bottom line is, he's the only one that's resonating with me that I think actually wants to do something right for America.
Well,
and Cruz, just like Clinton's and the Bushes, were all for these free trades. They were all for, and he was not as strong on illegal immigration. Well, why would you be? Because, Canadian Ted is legal, but he's just not natural born.
Well, also, I think Trump shows that he can actually go into the WrestleMania and sell tickets and entertain, but then he can give a foreign policy speech like he did yesterday, and that is showcasing that this is a serious man. This is a guy that works all the time, and I think behind closed doors you're going to get a real thinking person, a real business.
They say he doesn't sleep more than 4 hours a night, and
how could he?
I mean, he's juggling so many different things, and he never seems tired. I don't know how a man in his late 60s, with the schedule that he has, and certainly a young, beautiful wife, I don't know how, and all these kids, I don't know how he does it. I really don't.
Yeah, no.
He's like, he's talking about the Energizer Bunny.
And it's interesting. He's had this schedule long before he ran for president, so this is nothing new for him.
And I believe him when he says that, I haven't even started with Hillary. Let's face it, the State Department was just busted for hiding emails. And this is news that's coming out drip, drip, drip as we're talking, and it's not going to get any prettier for Hillary going forward, especially with Trump's investigative team on the job.
When was the last time that we've had a Republican candidate for President of the United States that vigorously and aggressively went after their so-called opponent? I can't recall one. It certainly wasn't McCain. It wasn't Romney. It wasn't Bob Dole. It wasn't even any of the Bushes.
No, because you know what? Donald Trump is not part of the club. For the last 20, 30 years, I think everybody understood that, hey, at the end of the day, We're all part of the club. We're all friends with the same lobbyists. We're all friends with the same people. You never know when you're going to have to scratch my back and I'm going to have to scratch yours. That kind of thing has been played out for the last 30 to 40 years.
And there's only a couple candidates I recall that really went after people. And surprisingly, it was Pat Buchanan. It was Jerry Brown. Ross Perot, maybe to some extent.
Yeah.
But you know, it's so rare that you have anybody, and Ron Paul. But that will actually stand up at, for the American people, even if it's, you know, maybe it's a different philosophy or ideology, but someone that just is genuine, that you know it's heartfelt. And well, I mean, Sanders is a kind of like off and on, even though he's a socialist or communist, he'll want to say things about Hillary and then he'll pull back. But these guys I just mentioned, the aforementioned, they actually went after King George. They went after, you know, I mean, I remember when Jerry Brown went after Bill Clinton, he said he was a sleazeball. I mean, he actually said he was sleazy. And again, I'm not a fan of Jerry Brown, but the point is he called it like he saw it, and he really tried to fight the Clinton machine. And he talked about it being a corrupt machine.
Wow.
And so, and Buchanan, like I say, he was called about King George and the New World Order. A lot of people don't realize George Bush was the first politician in the modern era, and certainly presidential candidate and president, that talked about issuing in the New World Order. George Bush did this in 1991, and it was quite despicable on his part, but that's the Bush crime family and globalism and internationalism.
Well, Tom, you know, it's always a pleasure to have you on the Scott Adams Show. I wish we had more time. We want to have you back on again to talk about a lot of these issues, and I know we will. And
well, thanks for not toning me down or censoring me, because some people go, well, you're coming on too strong. Well, I'm just telling it like I see it. You don't have to agree with it. If I'm back a third time, I'll know that you guys are for real. I just say that kiddingly, but I appreciate the invite, and I think we had a great time today.
See you next time on the radio.
Bye-bye now. And with that, my name is Scott Adams.
My name is Leonora Cavetta.
And this is the Scott Adams Show. So hang on to your seats and hold on to your hats. We're going to take it back again with Kyle Tucker. And we'll see you next time on the radio.